Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
7:22, and in Ukraine, 2:22 in the afternoon, and Joseph Lindsley is there. I've got the times right now, don't I, Joe?
Yeah, me too. Yeah. only for this week. I mean, I think you change your clocks next week.
Yeah, right? This weekend we catch up to you. We move them back. Got a nice text and a picture of something from Jill in Wisconsin. Listen to this. I purchased this candle at the very beginning of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, 100%. Of the proceeds went to aid Ukraine. I probably missed your conversation with Joseph this morning. This came in the other day. But I'm wondering if you'd share this with him when you talk with him. I burn the candle often and think of all those that are suffering and trying to overcome Putin following his despicable attempts to take over Ukraine. And there's this picture of a candle, and the label says Door County Candle Company, Ukraine. Nice, huh?
Yeah, really. And that was Jill, you said, right?
Yep.
That's, mm-hmm. There's two. That gives me two ideas here. One, the directly related to your listeners. You know, yesterday when I said we could, you know, we need some support for a. We're working with volunteers from all different countries here from in the Kharkiv region, and we want to go deliver supplies to people in these recently liberated villages. And so I asked, hey, if anyone can support. And so your listeners, especially Leslie, Barbara, Susan, and Celeste, sent money within minutes of the broadcast yesterday. And so now our colleagues at the Hero Society are today. They can go buy $300 worth of food and water and get this to people in villages. Get this to Ukrainians who have suffered under Russian occupation for many months, and only in the past weeks do they have freedom, but they still lack a lot of infrastructure. And so thanks to your listeners, I hope to go on this trip tomorrow to bring your audience with us, if everything is smooth and calm. But it's really, you know, you think of whether it's a candle or just, you know, people sending money from Chicago, it makes a big difference. And in fact, your listeners sent extra money, and so we can use this for further projects. You know, our whole team with Ukrainian Freedom News, like so many other different organizations here, we're all volunteers. We have one Ukrainian who does daily reports for us on the situation around the country. And his work is paid for by a donor from Georgia, Bob, who listens to your show. But other than that, everyone else on our team is a volunteer. And so this work, I mean, it makes, not only does it help individual Ukrainians, especially old people who couldn't leave their villages, but it gives energy every time we hear these stories and get the support to everyone here. Because it's, I mean, here in Kharkiv especially, I feel like I'm not only at the edge of the free world, but kind of at the end of the world is the mentality mm-hmm. here. But so thank you so much to your listeners.
Well, that's good to hear. I'm not surprised that our listeners responded, but it kind of gives you a warm, fuzzy feeling to hear that good news, Joseph.
And also on the sorry, Bob.
Go ahead, Joe.
Oh, the candle made me think the story from, you know, Jill lighting this candle last week. The you know, the Russian Orthodox Church, which is controlled by Putin, the patriarch of the church declared Putin as exorcist in chief, and that you know they're on some mission to fight Satan, and that's why they're fighting Ukraine. And I think it was 2 days later, the Chechen warlord, who's also a puppet of Putin, Kadyrov, he said that he's a radical Islamist. He says that the fight against Ukraine is a jihad, you know. And so you have, you know, Russia is trying to cloak their actions in these terms of jihad, in these terms of holy war. But meanwhile, you know, Russia is the one that's attacking civilians. Ukraine has never, you know, attacked Russian territory except for a few munitions depots near, not far from where I'm speaking to you. And so this is, you know, when we hear comments like that in rhetoric, like jihad and that, you know, that Putin is some kind of religious leader, it's a scary thing. We realize we are facing evil. And so knowing that they're, you know, even the act of lighting the candle, you know, as far away as Chicago, it makes a big difference.
Yes, I bet it does. So far today, what's the situation with missile strikes, your power and water supplies? What's happening?
So at the moment right now, in two regions of Ukraine, in Dnipro and Zaporizhia, they're under air alarm. I was just reading a report from the city of Dnipro which is one of the biggest cities in Ukraine. And civilians during airstrikes this morning, they witnessed someone who was right in the right position with his camera to film the airstrike. And so, you know, such a person is very, you know, very likely a Russian agent. And so we still have to deal with, you know, it's another chilling reality, knowing that every time there are strikes, there are Russian operatives, you know, working on the ground to make sure that these strikes are hitting their targets. So that's a big thing we're dealing with here in Kharkiv. I mean, it was another restless night full of air alarms, but it was quiet. You know, nothing, as far as I know, not air defense didn't even have any incoming missiles to deal with. But we still continue to have rolling power outages. Last night, much of the city was in darkness, and, you know, a few cafes continued to work by candlelight. You know, so you really see this resilience. And that's what contributes to this end of the world feeling. And it's, you know, we're still, the whole country is in power saving mode, because this is just the beginning of the winter, and it's going to be quite difficult.
Yeah, I've been reading about the heating problems to come and more. Joseph Lindsley reporting for us in Ukraine, and I hope you stay warm and calm and peaceful. We'll talk tomorrow. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Bob.